live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Marks, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Glamour's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Hey, Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. And we're just getting ready to start as we move toward tip-off at Harper Creek High School. Officials have just made their way out of the locker room. The Cardinals just came out to their layup lines, and we're ready to go here. Brian, our coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, Northwest Community Schools, Walmart Machine and Tool, our pregame coverage for Kelly Express Marts. And, well, Brian, it looks like a pretty solid matchup here for this game, game one of our doubleheader. It's the girls' district semifinals in Michigan Center and Marshall, two teams that are they met earlier in the year, and now they're rematching again, and it looks like that was a close game, and I kind of am anticipating more of the same.
Yeah, I actually happened to be at that game. It was at Albion College, and it was a close game all the way through. Michigan Center kind of pulled away at the end, but this Marshall Redhawk team had a lot of good athletes. And they were strong all across the board. And when you look out there, you just see a lot of strong-looking girls that are out there for them.
Yeah, physically substantial, able to stay with a Michigan Center team that we know is pretty athletic as well. Their first matchup back all the way back on December 13th was a 64-58 Michigan Center win in that game. Maris View had led the Cardinals with 23 points. Kara Straub had 12 and Caddy had 10, and so that's pretty in line with View being their leading scorer on the year at about 14 per contest. Gaddy and Straub about 11 per, and then Straub leaves the team with almost 7 rebounds per game.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say they kind of have a big three that does the majority of the scoring, and then, you know, it's kind of like all the teams that we see that are like that. Your ceiling goes up when the role players can throw in 6 or 8 or yeah, 10 or something, and that's kind of what we're going to be looking for in this tournament.
Michigan Center coming in here 19-3 on the year, 14-2 in the Cascades Conference. And, yeah, really their two losses were to Grass Lake twice in the league, and then that other loss was a I don't have it written down, but that was
I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Three good teams, quality teams that they lost to. And actually, I think was impressive as late in the year, and back on the 24th, their regular season finale, they beat Chelsea 51-50, which I think is a really good win for the Cardinals. They're playing well right now, rated number 20 in Division II for the MHSAA. So this is a team that comes in here with a lot of expectations, I think, for themselves. And like we said, it's a tough Marshall team that they're going to have to go up against. They're coming into this on a 6-game win streak. Their last loss was to the Western Panthers, who will have in game two of this one. They've got 6 losses on the season, 2 of them to Coldwater, 2 of them to Western, which were 1-2 in their league. And then their other 2 losses were acceptable. The one that stood out to me was they have a loss to Otsego, who's number 6 in Division II at 17-2, and they were unbeaten in their league. So this is a really good matchup. I think we're looking forward to one team's going to have to play better than the other. The other option is, or the other idea to me, Brian, is you head to the coaches and say that was a long time ago, but what film did you get? What did you do in that game well, and what could you have done better or different? And I think we'll see both teams try to execute that.
Yeah, that's why I did talk to Coach Taylor Sundell for Marshall, and she did say that very thing, that when they met the first time, that was a long time ago. They're very young, Steve. Their 3 leading scorers are sophomores, 2 sophomores and a freshman. And, you know, we're at the point of the season now where you can almost just tack a year on, right? Now they're kind of 2 juniors and a sophomore, right? They've got that year of experience. And she said they're playing their best ball right now, and she's very excited for the rematch here.
Yeah, and that I was going to say, out of the gate, that's the one thing that looks like it could be different, or in Marshall's advantage, is that with those inexperienced players, getting another year of experience under their belt coming to this point, they'll be a little bit better. They'll be a little bit different. And Michigan Center's got some youth of their own, actually, out there with Mary's View, their leading scorer. It's just a sophomore herself. And then really you have Carson Smith and McKinley Gaddy, although Gaddy's been around for as long as anybody had. You know, that, I'm trying to remember the last time we did a game at Michigan Center where one of Travis Gaddy's kids weren't somewhere in the lineup.
Yeah, you know you're a good player when you're just a junior and you feel like you've already been there for 5 years.
Right.
As it does with McKinley Gaddy.
Yeah, so there's some youth there, but there, Kara Straub have some. We hope she's able to have a good game. We're rooting for her with some other stuff going on. We won't necessarily bring that to light, but the focus has to be there, and I think the Cardinals focused and feeling like this is one that they should win. Marshall may be feeling the same way, and that, to me, says, hey, we got a good one on our hands for a live broadcast.
Yeah, it should be a dandy, and it's a good way to tip off the semifinals of this week's regional district. Excuse me.
Yeah, thanks to the crew over here at Harper Creek High School for setting us up in a great spot to broadcast the game from. Let's take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups to get it closer to tip-off. Michigan Center and Marshall, game one of a doubleheader tonight. That includes game two, Western and Harper Creek. It's Division II district tournament action on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school. School Basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, just a few minutes till the tip-off here. Game one of a doubleheader tonight at Harper Creek High School, Michigan Center, and Marshall. And Brian, let's go ahead and get the starting lineup.
Okay, I'm going to give you those starting lineups, but first I'm going to apologize if I ever give a little cough. I got kind of working through a cold, Steve, so you know, I feel kind of like Michael Jordan on tonight's broadcast. I'm going to get through my flu game and give you some good lineups right here. Hey, I mentioned Marshall's starting lineup with two seniors, and those seniors include Jordan St. John and Brielle Kelly. Two sophomores, Allie Koenig and Grace Schubert, and then the freshman, Bryn Johnson.
All right. Well, I thought Jordan St. John was a cool name. I told you that before.
Yeah, you have to be a baller if your name is Jordan St. John.
Right, that I think so. How about for the Cardinals?
For the Cardinals, Steve, I could even for the Cardinals in our program. You have some heights. I'm gonna throw some heights at you.
All right.
We have McKinley Gaddy, the 5'7" junior. Carson Smith, 5'5" sophomore. Ella Best, the 5'10" senior. Kara Straub, 6'1" senior. And sometimes you see that 6'1", and it's a program 6'1". I can tell you, I'm looking up at Kara, and I'm 6'1". So, and then Mayreese View, the super sophomore, 5'7". Coach's kid, Mayreese View.
I was going to say, we got kind of a few coach's kids on just the Cardinals roster with View, Gaddy, and then also maybe in off the bench a little Mackenzie Withers mixed in, too. Three of the five staff members over there for the Cardinals. It's a big staff.
It's kind of the wave of now, isn't it? Everybody comes in. Think they saw Duke do it.
I just thought, well, a couple of them are the JV staff, and they have a couple of JV call-ups. So they let me come support. Let me be there and see what I can do to help out. Well, we're glad to be here for this one. Our pregame coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. For customer service above the rest, try Kelly Express. Trying to remember that tagline for the games. And, of course, I'm working with Form Energy tonight, although I did get the Folds of Honor cherry that we got the Form Energy. So try that one out, as I recommend. And also all of our other fine sponsors, who include Jeff Bontrager. We're heading the commercial there, Northwest Community Schools. They're in action tonight. So we'll try to get some scores from those other games. And, of course, going on over at Napoleon tonight, we've got the District 3 tournament. So you got Luma Christi and Napoleon, and Hanover Horton taking on Grass Lake. And on paper, Grass Lake and Lumen favorites in that one, but you got to get through this round. You got to avoid the upset so we can get what looks to be just a all-state level district championship game on Friday. But again, you got to take care of business this round, and I think Hanover Horton would love to play spoiler and ruin that for Grass Lake, or vice versa for Napoleon and Lumen.
Yeah, they're going to have to play well. You know, we talk about all the time, girls basketball in Jackson County, it's kind of feels like the haves and the have-nots, but I tell you what, the haves, and we have four of them in action today with Michigan Center, Western, Grass Lake, and Lumen. They're as good as any teams in the state at some time.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be some good ball games.
Yeah, and we're kind of getting, I think in that Western one, just a brief look at it to think about Aubrey Allen, who I think set the school record for rebounds, and I think Raya Hitt just set the school record for points in a game and some other stuff. So, yeah, these are all-time, you know, these are state, all good teams for the state, but also good best top versions of teams at their school in some respects. So I think, there's going to be a lot of action with the girls' tournament this year, especially here in the districts. I can't wait to see what happens beyond, honestly, and gosh, Concord's going to be in action tonight. They're top three or top four in Division Four. They went to the Breslin Center last year in the semis, so we'll see if they can't end up in that kind of position again. So as we're still in the opening throes of the girls' tournament, the opportunity for this to go deep feels like it's there, and we're there for all of it if we can be, you know.
I didn't know if that was your way of getting the little radio tease that we're going to be at Concord tomorrow, too.
That's another way to say it. Concord Regional, Concord Yellow Jackets taking out Petersburg Summerfield. Little preview of what's in action for tomorrow here in WKHM. Right now, let's go ahead and take 3 minutes on the pregame. When we come back, it's tip-off time. Cardinals and Redhawks. Live high school basketball action on WKHM next.
Hi, friends. I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Starting lineup being introduced here in the building. Our pregame coverage for Kelly Express Marts. Our full game coverage brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Lomar Machine and Tool. Lomar usually specifically interested in the Hanover Horton game tonight. I think that was game two out there at Napoleon. We'll get the score updates for that one and try to get whatever we can. Historic Marshall and Michigan Center set the square off. Shout out to GLC. He's usually coming through with a few scores for us during the night, too. Eight on the clock, and we get Straub in the center to jump it up against Marshall.
I don't think you should mention GLC without saying the legendary.
Bryn Johnson in the jump circle. Cardinals get it. Getty goes right to work, drives, passes up Straub. Open shot from the free throw line. Great ball movement right there to get Straub an open look. And it's 2-0 Cardinals right away, and they're setting up a half-court trap here. They got him stuck in the backcourt. They get it over the timeline, and now had a chance at a layup there. Skip pass and an open look. Shot goes up, three-pointer, rattles in. And that one good for Allie Koenig, and it's 3-2 Marshall. Gaddy again goes to penetrate, backs it out. Straub open free throw line, pull up, goes offside rim, rebounded though by the Cardinals. View ends up with a pass down the block for Straub, power dribble. Jump hook move, too strong. Rebound again tapped, and this time though squeezed by Marshall. Trying to keep it alive was Carson Smith, and now we'll go the other way for the Red Hawks. Moving left side, high post, turnaround look for Schubert. And she drives, stops off the window, too strong. Rebound, good position for View, but couldn't grab it. Offensive try, second chance points for Bryn Johnson. and it's 5-2 Marshall. Right, I like Cardinals got a couple good looks as View goes off the dribble, gets a step, and takes it and scores off the window. Cardinals have been really aggressive penetrating. Gaddy looking to drive and pass, and View looking to score right there. Now trying to force a turnover in this half-court trap, but Marshall breaks it open, looking in the corner for three, goes short, and Straub will rebound that for the Cardinals. Missed three on that one by Kelly. Pass it down to the block for Smith. She dribbles around, gets a screen into the paint. Floater goes. 6-5 score right now, and we get a whistle. A delay game warning, I think, maybe touched it after it went in.
Yeah, I think so. Nice little runner there by Carson Smith.
Yeah, 6-5. The offense has been really efficient for both teams in the drive and a floater from the free throw line. Tough shot to do on the run and rebounded by Gaddy on the miss by Koenig. Gaddy gives it to Straub. She penetrates, spins, jump hook. And that was deflected. But we get some contact, and that'll send Kara Straub to the free throw line for the Cardinals.
Must have been with the lower body.
It had to be.
Going to get Grace Schubert with her first.
I don't have a percentage, but Straub, 45 out of 59 for free throw attempts on the year. Third most attempts on the team.
Yeah, for a... You know, a tall 6'1", 6'2 person. She's got pretty good form.
Knocked that one down, and it's 7-5 Cardinals. Six to play in the first quarter.
I would like to play with McKinley Gaddy. I know Straub was a beneficiary of McKinley's always has her head up as she's dribbling up the floor. If you run, she'll get you the ball and put you in good positions to do what Kara Straub just did.
Yeah, Straub gets the pair. She's got four now to start this one, and it's an 8-5 Cardinal lead. And they set up the half-court trap, and there's a deflection. It's loose. Gaddy squeezes the loose ball. Looking up the floor again as the Cardinals move in transition. Gaddy takes it in, sidesteps defender, scoops and scores. 10-5 Cardinals. Aggressive here on the defense in that trap. Marshall's going to have to keep working in there. They do. They get through it, and there's a drive and getting in. Tough angle, but an offensive rebound put back. And the Cardinals slow to recover after the trap was beat. And Koenig missed, but rebounded and scored by Schubert. Michigan Center right back down, and View gets into the paint, and they'll tie it up. That'll be a jump ball, and the arrow goes to the Battle Creek. 10-7, or excuse me, Marshall. 10-7 Cardinal lead, but Marshall with the stop here.
They kind of cut off View's right hand there, and I know against her you better do that because if she gets going right, she's tough.
Marshall, good job against the trap here, although they pick it up in the front court, have to skip it across, move from the baseline down to the baseline, and pass it off to Schubert. She's down, has her shot deflected by Straub and out of bounds. It looks like Carson Smith took one to the eyeball, and that'll get a quick substitution from the Cardinal bench. Entering the game now, Aaliyah Moore. Smith will go see their Cardinals' very capable trainer I saw in the building.
Sarah Z.
Inbound for Marshall. Deflected and nearly taken away by View, and she wants possession. They're going to give it back to Marshall, but good hands by the Cardinals. 10-7 lead, 5:06 to play first quarter. Marshall inbound from the sideline. Koenig. Fresh into the game for Marshall. Koenig inbounds. Oh, excuse me, Jordan St. John has been in there. This is her first touch. They go to Schubert. And Liam Moore fresh into the game trying to get a knock away and commits the foul.
Steve, also in the game, Reese Wright, a sophomore who also has a dad on the staff. So he's one of the five coaches over there.
There's a fake handoff move and dribble baseline. Skip it out and another triple. She hit her first one. The second one goes off front rim. That was shot by Koenig, rebounded by the Cardinals. View's got up the middle, now over to the sideline for Gaddy. Pull up from the elbow for Gaddy, and she hits. Nothing but net. That was a confident shot. Gaddy can score when you need her to. She likes to facilitate and gives the Cardinals a 12-7 lead. Quickly back up the floor, Marshall. Three-point fake, drive into the base or into the elbow, backing it back out. Stuck now. Baseline feed is knocked away, and it's going to go off the Cardinals' feet. But they had the player trapped on the baseline. Kelly stuck.
Thought they might get her with a travel. She gave a little shot fake and took off without dribbling, I thought.
Koenig catches out of the top, now to the right side for Kelly, and she backs it back up to St. John. St. John dribbling across to the left wing, now stops at the top. picks up the dribble, stuck, gets it away to Koenig, but there's Gaddy to tie it up, and the jump ball arrow will go back to Michigan Center. Cardinals right now being able to be more aggressive on defense, and we say that, you know, whose shots look like they're coming easier? It's the Cardinals right now. Marshall feels like on their heels a little bit on the defensive end.
Yeah, they just letting them go right, and they're
too easy. Right, fakes back, goes back to the right, gives a Straub coming across the top, jumper no good. Good battle on the rebound for Moore, and has it knocked away, and it'll stay on the Cardinals' end. They've had that there. The Cardinal players penetrate, and Straub cuts across that free throw line. She's been open. She's 1 for 3, I think, on that shot, but it's good luck when she can get it. Substitution for Marshall into the game. Lois Saber. They go into Straub. Double team comes. She clears it out. Open look for the Cardinals. Three-pointer goes up. That was a grenade. Reese Wright with a miss. Cardinals in transition defense, and Koenig trying to pick up her dribble and just couldn't gather it, and it goes out of bounds, so they'll turn it back over to Michigan Center. 3:48 to play first quarter, 12-7 Cardinals. Gaddy casually coming over the timeline as they're coming out to get her at the half-court line. She gives up the view on the right side. Back to Gaddy. Gaddy's looking to swing left, now keeps. Now goes high post. Wright makes a move to the basket. Shot blocked away, but we're going to get a foul call. It looks like it's going to go against Schubert.
Falls on Marshall, number 33, Schubert.
So that's Grace's second foul, which I think that's going to send her to the bench.
And they go right back to a starter who's getting a breather. Bryn Johnson will come back in, it looks like, in replacement. And that's right at the free throw line. And up off the heel, goes up high, but goes awry.
Well, Steve, if you're Marshall and you plan on trapping up at the guards of Gaddy and View, you're going to give up a lot of layups because those two are talented enough and good enough vision to make good plays.
Missed free throw pair, rebounded by the Cardinals against Straub. Will dribble it out. Now feeding back to the block for View. She'll back it back out, looking to re-space. Now crosses. Double team comes. She tries to fling it away, and the Cardinals try to squeeze. Straub's going to have to dive on it. And it'll be another jump ball tie-up with that possession arrow going back to Marshall. View got a little uncertain about what she wanted to do with the ball and then ended up getting the double team stucker. 3:16 left, 12-7. Cardinals lead. Now looking to trap over the half-court line, and it's Wright coming out. Now she goes to trap the passer, and Koenig skips it across. Back out to Koenig. Pumps, drives, floater. Step inside the free throw line. Missed shot, but got some contact, and that'll be free throws for Koenig. And Marshall back at the line, trailing by 5, 3:02 to play first quarter.
Koenig is one of those ones I talked to the pregame players for Marshall that's just strong, Steve. You look at her, I think she might be able to like bench and squat more than both of us. Maybe not you, because you've kind of been on the workout.
Squat a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I hear what you're saying, though. She's one of those players that just seems to carry themselves in a way that makes you believe they're strong, even if they weren't. You'll never know. 12-8, because you don't want to try them.
Yeah.
Cardinal ball going against that trap, and they break it. Gaddy has it knocked away briefly, able to gather. Backs it out on the right wing. Now one-on-one. She'll reset. Left side for Wright. Back to Gaddy. Again, right in the circle deep, and that come over with a little trap, and now St. John waves her off. Gaddy very patient out there, too, which is... Sometimes in high school, you feel like there's a shot clock when there's not. Gaddy doesn't feel pressured at all to do anything fast.
It's going to make Mayreese View tired. She's cutting through the lane really hard, and I like that.
Yeah.
She's not just jogging through those cuts.
Gaddy fakes a three, drive by right. Double team comes. She's able to scoop it away to Gaddy in the corner. Pump fake drive best, gives it back to Gaddy. She'll drive into the free throw line and through the lane. Hands off to View. View backs it back out. Cardinals will re-space. 12-8 lead for Michigan Center with the ball. View crosses over to the right. Double team comes, swiped away. Gaddy squeezes and recovers. Sets up for a deep triple. They leave her alone. She buried it. Big scream from Gaddy on the make, and a 15-8 lead for the Cardinals, and they get the Marshall stuck in a trap at the half-court line. And we're going to get a timeout while she's stuck there.
And the Marshall coach is saying, I didn't call a timeout, but I'll tell you what, she should have. The ref called it for her.
So they're retracting it.
Yeah.
And look at Coach Gaddy, or Coach View over there.
Yeah, well,
you're killing me, Smalls.
Coach View has a right to feel that way there, right. A good trap on. And I actually looked over to see if Marshall was going to call timeout, and I didn't see any signal. I think the official just thought, well, she should call one, so I'm going to call it for her.
I guess so. So at the 150 mark, 15-8 lead for the Cardinals, and Marshall passing in from the sideline of the Cardinals. There's a knockaway by View. Now knocks it into the backcourt, still pressuring. Now behind the back move into the over the timeline. View with a knockaway goes off of Koenig's foot, so they're still able to come back after the phantom timeout and create a turnover. Cardinal ball with a 15-8 lead and a minute 39 to play.
The Cardinal pressure really getting to Marshall right now. They're not handling that very well up top.
No. Carson Smith back into the game after the eye poke incident. Drives in and pulls up from the elbow, rebounded by Moore. Back out to View, pump fake, drives across the middle, splits the D. It's tied up for a moment, gets it away though to Smith, back out to View. There's two players tracking her. Somebody's open. It was Smith for a moment. Now she drives, runner, no. And the rebound squeezed by St. John and up the floor the other way for Marshall. Just right of the circle, gives up to Koenig at the top. She drives, stops, pulls up from the baseline. Too strong, rebounded. Moore, and here come the Cardinals again under a minute to play first quarter, 15-8 lead for Michigan Center. Gaddy makes a dribble move into the area. Double team comes. She clears it back out. The pass a little too high for Moore. And stepping on the sideline and last touch Marshall. Cardinals evade a turnover there, but deserved one with an errant pass.
A great hustle by Leah Moore. I think she kind of took one on the coconut, too, as she fell. But Leah came in and gave him some good minutes right there. A couple rebounds, good hustle play.
Bryn Johnson with a nice play there for Marshall, too. And good thing we moved our table back.
Yeah. We're going to see Mackenzie Withers in for the Cardinals now. Another sophomore.
Gaddy into the corner. View spots up. Triple along, but hit as she shoots. And that's going to be three free throws from Mary's View.
Plus on the Redhawks, number 23, Saber. That's her first.
Saber called for the foul, following through on the three-point attempt. And sent a View to the line for three free throws.
Yeah, I don't think she got View on the arm or anything, but I think she kind of didn't give her room to come down, and she when she lands on her, that's illegal.
47 out of 76 on the year for View. Splits the first two. Gaddy's going to get a little breather here for the final 34 seconds of the first quarter as Wright comes back in. View's third free throw comes off and rebounded by Johnson. Up the floor for Marshall. St. John in traffic transition. So the left wing now dribbles across the top. Pivot move now down to the baseline. Dribbles it off her stomach. Went out of bounds.
St. John, one of the couple seniors for Marshall, kind of looking uncertain with the ball so far.
Mm-hmm. 25.3 seconds. 16-8 the lead for Michigan Center. And they'll pull it out for one shot. Here they go to Gaddy left side. She came right back in. Skips it across to Smith. Carson Smith puts it on the deck. 11 seconds across to the elbow into the corner. Best open. 4-3. Fires long. And run out chance for Marshall. 3 seconds. Pull up deep triple. Goes! Big shot. Bryn Johnson hits. No, five. I'm sorry. That was a... Brielle Kelly on the make there on the pull-up from about 5 feet behind the line. We got to take a 60-second break, 16-11, when we come back on WKHM.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Sometimes you might wonder if you are investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes after one 16-11 lead for the Cardinals. Big bucket to end it for Marshall in the first quarter to keep it close. Cardinal ball to start it out. Smith goes right wing for View. She puts it on the deck. Almost traveled there, but she's able to keep track of it and gets it away to Gaddy.
Where I think Kara Straub can do some damage if she just finds some soft spots underneath against the zone.
They're trying to pressure the ball handlers for the Cardinals. View behind the back move. Double team comes. Straub now coming out onto the floor to maybe help out. View having some trouble in traffic, and we're going to get a five-second call, or is that timeout?
I think they got a timeout first.
And I think he really did call it.
Yeah.
60-second full timeout for the Cardinals. We'll take 60 seconds as well. 16-11. Cardinals lead on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
A lot of the timeout, the Cardinals get the inbound, fire up a couple of triples, and on the second one, Gaddy shoots and gets knocked to the floor, and another trio of free throws coming from Michigan Center.
Yeah. Center must have been watching old Reggie Miller films and figuring out how to draw those fouls on the three-point with their legs.
Gaddy hits the first one. McKinley Gaddy on the air. 47 out of 82 attempts. And he gets the first two to go. By about six more attempts to lead, the six attempts more than the next closest shooter to have the most free throw attempts for the Cardinals.
So far, I don't want to jinx it, but two out of two. And that third one looked even better.
Yeah, make it 3-for-3, 19-11, the lead for Michigan Center, 7-14 to play first half. Marshall over the timeline, St. John bringing it up. Calling out some play, high post, turn and face, and dribbling back out to the wing, handoff to St. John again. It was Lola Saber. St. John dribbles down to the elbow, gets back to Saber. She's kind of stuck.
3 seconds.
Backs it out. The coaches at the center bench wanted a 3 second. They give it away to Koenig. Spin move. Floater in the lane. Off the window, too strong. Rebounded. And knocked away out of bounds. They'll say it goes off her fingertips. Bryn Johnson had the offensive rebound. She knew it. She walked away.
But yeah.
6:41 to play, 19-11. That one looks like it could have been knocked away by the Cardinals, but yeah, off of Marshall.
Marshall really struggling just to get anything good.
And there's a jumper from the corner for Gaddy, another triple for McKinley, and the lead goes to 22-11. Cardinals doubling them up right now. Again, they played to just a 6-point difference in their first matchup back in December. There's Johnson driving, Straub blocks, and they get a foul call. I think she agreed with that call.
Yeah, she did.
I don't know if I ever see that from a high school player.
You know what? She looked at Coach View, and Coach View made the kind of symbol like, yes, you brought your arm down and didn't stay tall, and Straub agreed.
And free throws for Johnson missed the first one.
By the way, Steve, Kinley Gaddy right now, 13 points of, she's already passed her season average.
Yeah, and we're still 6:14 to play first half. Johnson's second attempt goes, and that's a 22-12 game, 10-point lead for the Cardinals with the ball. And Gaddy even directing traffic in the backcourt saying, come get this, Maurice. View gets a screen at the top, rubs off to the left, now gives it up to Straub at the top. She goes in, backs, spins, up and under, spins again, has to give it down to the baseline. Best pump fake. Back out to Gaddy at the top. Straub coming to screen for Gaddy. Gaddy goes to View, who finds herself wide open for three. That one goes a little long. Straub, another offensive rebound. Makes a nice pivot move into the lane and draws a foul. She had kind of caught that, and if she goes straight back up, it's an okay shot, but she made that pivot move and was wide open, and they had to hit her on the arm to stop her.
I don't think she realized how open she was. Bryn Johnson with that one. Is Jim getting quiet, man? We're right on the floor, I feel like. The shooters can hear us talking. Straub was 2-for-2, now 2-for-3 on the evening from the line. 4 points and a bunch of boards already. And a few chain shots down there, a couple blocks and some others where her presence was felt.
And gets that second one to go. And so 23-12. That's 5 for Straub, and the Cardinals' lead is 11. St. John over the timeline crosses. Spins away from the defender. Hands off to Koenig. Koenig hands off. Saber goes back to Koenig, stolen away by Withers. Squeezes it, gets it to View. Two-on-one break, and we're going to get a moving screen called against Gaddy, kind of trying to pave the way for View to take the layup, and she was moving while she did it.
Yeah, McKinley's so cerebral, I think she thought, well, I'm going to seal her off here, but just moving a little too much. I don't think she needed to either. I think View had an easy layup there.
Koenig against Gaddy, spins, fader from the free throw line. Comes offside rim. Good box out by Withers. Rebounded by View. Gets it up to Straub running. Crosses. She'll scoop it to Withers for a three-point shot. That's way strong. Rebounded by St. John. Back the other way for Marshall, 5:02 to play. 23-12 lead for the Cardinals. St. John into the elbow and skips it into the wing. Missed shot by Kelly, but rebounded by Marshall. Koenig makes the drive, spins, gets in the lane. This time leading forward, still a little strong. Cardinals rebound. Gaddy running the break in transition. Pump fakes, drops it down to Withers, and she just missed the shot. Rebounded by Marshall. Look at another dive into the passing lane and a steal by Withers. We'll get a tie-up, and the possession arrow goes back to Marshall. Liking the effort from Withers in here.
Yeah.
Giving some good minutes to the coach.
She's another one at her.
We got 4:36 to go here. First half, 23-12. Michigan Center lead back on the defense. St. John goes right side of the circle to the wing for Schubert. Left top, Saber. Left side, St. John. Still outside of the arc is... She looks for somebody, calling for somebody to come. She drives instead and gets a split through the defense, draws a foul, and that'll be free throws for St. John. And I think that's going to go against Withers. And free throws coming for St. John.
Yeah, that was the old hand in the cookie jar foul. Reaching in, trying to help with the driver, and getting a little too much arm.
I feel like I've been telling people the wrong matchup tonight at Napoleon. It is Lumen versus Springport, and at the end of one, it was 20-3 Lumen. So they're off to doing what as expected and anticipated anyway. Missed free throw there. Still cut the lead back to 10, 23-13 with a split pair. Now Gaddy, and we'll get a reach in against the Redhawks, and Gaddy went down hard. She's one of the players. Sometimes there's an offensive player that goes to the floor a lot, and it's because they're trying to, you know, elicit whistles, I think. Gaddy just because that's how she plays, all out. Yeah,
she does, but there's a little bit. I know Dad Travis is saying she'd rather stay on her feet a little more. A little Jackson Francis in her.
There you go. There's a three-point look open for Wright. Missed, and Schubert able to get the rebound and run the floor for Marshall, but throwing over the head of Kelly in the corner, and the Cardinals will get it back. 3:55 to play in the first half, 23-13.
And again, how many good shots has Marshall had? And here we're halfway through the second quarter. I count them on one hand where I thought they're struggling just getting a shot off.
I think Koenig has managed to get a couple looks for herself off the dribble, but those haven't been going down.
Yeah.
So just good catch and shoot options have been low.
Yeah, those have been tough.
Yeah.
Just spins and kind of throwing them up, hoping to
get something to go. There's View, kind of a change of pace dribble. Gets in deep, goes out of bounds, no foul, but they will say it's off of the historic Marshall Redhawks, and Michigan Center will keep it. 3:29 to play in the half, 23-13 lead for the Cardinals. Gaddy will inbound from the baseline. Coming off the screen is Moore, now gives it up to View. Gaddy comes in double team. Moore slips down to the baseline, and great job by her to splash to that open spot when the two players left her alone and made the layup, too, with the left hand, 25-13.
That was a heady cut. Good look by Mary's View as well.
Yeah. Kone got the elbow. Skips in the corner. Pump fake and drive for Kelly, and that's missed, but rebounded by Schubert. Keep it on this end of the floor for Marshall. Right wing, Kelly. Makes a move to the baseline. Backs it back out to the elbow for Schubert. Now she'll skip it into the corner. St. John shows. Dribble drive across the baseline into double team in the paint. Flings it up. Missed. Long rebound comes to Gaddy. She'll turn it up the floor for the Cardinals. In traffic. Gives it up to View on the left sideline. Down to the baseline. And Withers takes the jump shot. Just missed. Rebound goes up high. Koenig's got it. Fast break for Marshall. Into the paint. Gaddy tries to take the charge. The contact. No call. Missed shot and rebounded by Michigan Center. Withers up the right sideline, dropping it down to right on the baseline. Ball's loose, jump ball will go to Michigan Center.
I like that no call by the officials there.
Uh-huh.
Koenig was able to kind of miss Gaddy there standing, but Gaddy was standing still.
Uh-huh. They floated in for Straub from the baseline. Her step back, Jay, comes up just a little short and rebounded by Johnson for Marshall, and she's able to bring it up kind of unmolested. Gets all the way down to the block. Her double clutch shot, though, comes off strong and rebounded by View. Moore went down hard. She's back to her feet and hustling up the floor. Straub's got on the wing, backing it in. Double team comes. She gives it up for Gaddy. Another triple for McKinley. She missed that one, rebounded by Marshall. Minute 50 to play, first half, 25-13. Cardinals still ahead. Marshall looking to cut it closer. St. John goes in. Good D by View and Straub there. And on the rebound attempt, sort of a deflected shot. St. John gets a hand on it, dribbles on the sideline, and the Cardinals get the ball back.
St. John's might go to bed tonight having nightmares about Mayrie's View. She's making her life miserable out there.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to say shout out to Jackson College girls, women. Got a win over McComb on Tuesday, so they stay alive in the tournament. Into the corner for Best. She pump fakes from there. Cardinal ball on the wing right, dropping down to Straub. Fronted her down to the post. They threw it over. She makes the catch, goes to the four. Cardinals keep possession. Gaddy gets hit as she shoots. No call. Straub rebounds. Finishes to the left. None. Inside Gaddy position on the rebound. Her putback goes off the window. Three or four tries for the Cardinals is going to be tough to stop. 27-13 lead. 65 seconds to play in the first half.
Gaddy up to 15.
High post, you get a back cut down to Koenig, and she can't catch it. Under a minute now, and Cardinals get a back 14-point lead, and as you mentioned, 15 points for McKinley Gaddy.
We'll see if Michigan Center thinks this is a little too long to save for one shot.
Gaddy will make a smart decision either way. She drives, looking to go 2-for-1. Gets her shot up, has it deflected, and rebounded by Marshall. 44 seconds. And Marshall, doesn't look like they're trying to hold for one. St. John gets a screen roll by Saber and gets her shot up. contact on the shot, and a free throw trip coming for Sabre to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
Also, the Cardinals, number five, Best, the first,
C4. Line for the Red Hawks. 35.2 seconds remain, and it looks like Brielle Kelly will come back in. And another substitution as Sabre makes the first free throw. Nyla Whitaker making her first appearance for the Red Hawks.
Just 14 points for Marshall, and this half is about done. That's a low-scoring half for this Red Hawk team.
Sabre can make a 15 from the stripe here. 35.2 to play, and hits. Good trip to the line for Sabre. Cardinals inbound to Mayreese View, and she will look like hold for one with 30 seconds to play.
Marshall playing man. We'll see if...
Well, Cardinals really just kind of clearing it out down there.
See if Sabre can stay on her right hand.
They're trying to kind of let her go one-on-one. Now Gaddy comes to screen. View goes around. Spins, moves away from her. Backs it out. Gaddy for three. Stuck it! Big shot out of that screen play. They were planning that. That looked like the design from the start. Marshall doesn't get a shot up at the buzzer, and it's a 30-15 lead for Michigan Center and an 18-point first half for McKinley Gaddy. Let's take a three-minute break, and we'll come back and look at these numbers and tell you what happened. Michigan Center leads it by twice, 30-15 at the half on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
At the half, Michigan Center leads it 30-15. little preview for game two of our doubleheader tonight. Western Panther girls team out on the floor getting some shots in while the other teams are in the locker room. And, boy, just Michigan Center really looked like the team. You know, we say it a lot, almost like in a hockey game, the ice was tilted toward Michigan Center where they were just able to go toward the basket and get the looks they wanted. And things seemed tougher for the Marshall Redhawks on the other end.
It sure did. Michigan Center's defense stifling tonight.
And, boy, that trap that they were in early, I wouldn't mind seeing that pop up at some inopportune moment in the second half on a surprise, because Marshall really never proved that they could beat it once they got trapped. So
I'm going to guess you're going to get your wish.
Yeah, spring that surprise. I wouldn't come out of the locker room with it, because they may look at that in the halftime, but somewhere partway through the quarter, just after a made free throw or something, it's all of a sudden on again. McKinley Gaddy with the hot hand in the first half. We mentioned Mary's View at 23 in the first matchup with these two. McKinley Gaddy, well on her way to that number, exceeded her season average already, and it didn't come by high volume shooting, but I'd say if she shot a higher volume in the second half, it wouldn't be a shock or a problem, because she was hitting. She had very efficient 18 points for Gaddy.
Yeah, 3-for-4 from the three-point line and 3-for-3 from the free throw line. You throw in a couple little runners and layups, and that gets you to 18 in a hurry.
And that's nothing new from Gaddy. She looks like the same player as a freshman that was out there. Boxes out on both ends of the floor, so she will get you an offensive rebound or the defensive end. Really, you mentioned it, cerebral player. She sees the floor very well. That last three-point look that they got trying to get that last shot of the quarter, and they set up that screen-and-roll player, screen-and-pop play very well, and she knew she was going to be open for it. She caught and shot and nailed it. It's just nice to see somebody who knows what they're doing out there on the floor beyond just pure athleticism or shooting, but thinking the game too.
Yeah, and kudos to them for kind of recognizing the hot hand. I think many times in the year you might see that same play and it would be opposite. It'd be Gaddy dribbling and kicking out the View, realizing McKinley having such a good half, they flip-flopped it.
That's got to be a nice feeling for Coach View too, to say Mayreese and Gaddy, not only, you know, are they well coached by him and understand one another in that respect, but on the court clearly seem to have an understanding of what the other one wants to do or is ready to do. So you can see these Gaddy, Straub, and now View in the mix too, having played together quite a bit, that they just seem comfortable together out there.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's get the numbers really quick, and we're going to have to take another break.
Okay, well, Marshall, kind of unusual. 6 people in the scoring column, but only 15 points.
Yeah.
So team high, Koenig, Allie Koenig with 4. Bryn Johnson also with 4. Jordan St. John with a point. Brielle Kelly with 3. It was a buzzer beater 3 right at the end of the first quarter. Lola Saber with 2. And Grace Schubert, coming off a 35-point performance just a couple games ago, held the 2.
And it felt like, Brian, we got a lot of fouls, but nobody really in foul trouble, right? We didn't have anybody more than 2.
No, St. John had 2 and Schubert 2.
Yeah, and I guess not a lot of fouls, but a lot of free throws, or at least a couple. For a part of the game, it felt like every foul call was getting free throws, so there weren't a lot of common fouls, shooting fouls more often. Sending them to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Always on timer, you don't pay a dime. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes. Second half coming up. 30-15 Cardinals lead on WKHM.
Looking for the right start for your child's education? At East Jackson Elementary, we're more than a school. We're a team. Small class sizes, caring teachers, and hands-on learning help every student shine. From early reading and interventions to STEAM, PE, and music, your child's future starts here. Enroll today and discover what opportunities await. East Jackson Elementary. Visit eastjacksonschools.org or call us at 517-764-1810 to learn more. East Jackson. Look East.
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, we're underway here in the second half. Marshall ball to start. Definitely a much quicker movement from Marshall out of the timeout. There's a nice cut and a jump hook runner missed by Kelly, but a good look. Cardinals to get the rebound. Gaddy in transition gives it up to View at the top. She drives, floater, goes. Two similar looks in the first two shots Michigan Center makes. Marshall doesn't.
That was one of the better looks that Marshall got.
There's a drive for Koenig. It's kind of an awkward sidestep shot. She got it up. It looked good, but just doesn't go in. And Cardinals back the other way. Gives up to Straub out at the top. She moves into the lane. Up and under, switches to the left hand, gets that one to go off the window from a little jump hook across the lane, and two quick makes by the Cardinals, and it's 34-15. 7 points now for Straub. She had five in the first half.
Straub has good footwork down there in the block.
Schubert at the top, and Gaddy, what a great job to jump her on her pivot move, steals it. View splits the defense in transition. She's got Straub running with her. View. Looks like she'll back it out now. Gives it up to Straub down the baseline. She goes back to the basket again. Step back from the elbow. Short. Rebound. Tapped at first by Smith. It's going to go out of bounds. And we'll go to the Red Hawks again. Brian, quick Cardinal numbers from the first half.
Yeah, McKinley Gaddy, you said, with 18. Carson Smith had 2. Kara Straub, 5. Aaliyah Moore with 2. And Mayrie's View with 3.
And View defending St. John out at the top. St. John, change of pace, dribble, goes down with the right hand, and there's a layup over Gaddy's defensive help hand. And there's a bucket for Marshall, 34-17. View step back triple. Feeling it on that one. We haven't seen her take one like that in the game, but she knocked that down, 37-17. Biggest lead of the game for the Cardinals.
It's a pretty shot.
Nothing but net there. St. John trying to get it down to Schubert. Back to the basket against Straub. And she takes a jump hook, blocked out of bounds by Kara Straub. Marshall ball. And there, Straub did it, kind of swing through on that one. She went straight up and able to deflect that. I'm going to pull her out here for a moment. Cardinal defense in as Marshall tries to inbound from the baseline. They get it into Schubert. And taken away from her by View. Good hands by the Cardinals. View quickly up the floor. Like watching her dribble in traffic. And now she gets it down to Moore on the baseline. The double team Cubs looking to tie up down there. And possession arrow will stay with the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know, you always tell your bigs, run to the block. And when you have View or Gaddy or a guard that's looking, you know, get to the block. If Moore had gotten herself to the block, yeah, that's where View threw it to. She would have had an easy layup.
Straub back in after whatever insight Coach View needed to impart. 5:48 to play in the third, 37-17 Cardinals lead. Straub does that up and under move again, goes to the left hand. That one just a little short, rebounded by Marshall. That was a rebound by Schubert. Gets it to St. John, driving in, backs it out to Kelly, spins. Pass the D, gets the runner up, missed, and we'll get a foul against Michigan Center. And that's going to go against Ella Best.
I think that's Best's second foul, and it's, I think, the second time where I think she thought it was Carson Smith, and she's just taking Carson Smith's fouls from her. It's a good teammate.
Brielle Kelly at the free throw line for the Redhawks, and hits that. 5:31 to play. We're in the third quarter, 37-18 Cardinal lead. Historic Marshall Redhawks came out in that, I don't know, that first 3 minutes or so couldn't go much worse for them, with hot scoring by the Cardinals. And then on the transition, Ella Best spots up from 12 feet on the baseline and knocks it down. 39-19, but lead back out to 20 with 5 to play in the third. St. John keeps just changing pace, kind of trying to go back at View, and View gets her hands in there, swipes it away, but can't squeeze it, and it goes out of bounds in the baseline. A great individual defensive effort there by Mayrie's View to not let St. John drive by her and also almost come up with the steal. Inbound goes to Koenig, working against Gaddy, and she put the fader up, missed. Good rebound there. Straub out to Gaddy on the run. View drops it down. Carson Smith, she got to the block, passes there, lays it up, and a timeout for the Redhawks. 41-19, Cardinals come out on fire here in the third. 4:55 to play. We'll take a 60-second commercial break, and back in a minute on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
4:44 on the clock. Marshall out of the timeout. Kelly makes a move, paps it out into the corner, and a drive from there. St. John gets it all the way in. A drag step move off the window and scores it. 41-21. View step back triple in transition and hits again that same spot. She must like it there. Drilled a couple now, and it's 44-21. Largest lead now for Michigan Center. 4:23 to play in the third. Cardinals red hot shooting here in the second half. Koenig backs into the elbow, spins to the double team, puts it up over Best's hands. That's a tough shot. Good make for Koenig. Like she struggled to hit anything since early in the game. View spots up again. They fail to find her in that secondary break. Wide open and knocks it down 47-23. So even as Marshall gets a bucket, they see the lead grow.
You might want to find out where she is.
Kelly coming across to the elbow. Spins back the other way. And against two defenders down there, puts it up. And that's go against Carson Smith. So she got that one. I think Straub thought maybe it was her, but they go to Carson Smith on the whistle. 47-23 and free throws for Brielle Kelly again.
Finally, Carson Smith got one.
Yeah.
They've been giving her fouls to other people.
A couple subs for Coach Gaddy as Withers, who had played well in the first half, comes in as well as Wright.
And, Steve, you're kind of right. Sub for Coach Gaddy. But Gaddy
that's
easy to do. We've done that for a long time of Coach Gaddy coaching the boys.
If there's a Michigan Center team out there, I think.
Yeah.
And then plus, I have to say Gaddy out the game. She makes another great feed down to Withers, who gets the shot up, but good defense there by Schubert and ties it up, and we'll get the jump ball arrow to go back to Marshall.
Center looking to run at every moment.
Yeah. And everybody's on board with it. All the players are hustling. There's Koenig making a move to the elbow, pulls up. Schubert rebounds, gets a quick putback attempt, missed and rebounded this time by Straub. Gaddy in transition. Stops at the top, now looking to dribble. Oh, what a nice hesitation move and a spin for Gaddy to get the look at the rim. Her first bucket of the half gets her to 20 and 3:18 to play, 49-24 Cardinals.
Yeah, here we're at the three-minute mark, and you had 18 points the first half. I think that's her first shot this half.
Yeah, and there's one where Koenig gets called for the offensive foul. Gaddy's been trying to take that. She's done it her whole career. Now as a junior here in the district semifinals, takes a charge on Koenig, who that's been her move to get in there to that elbow spot almost every time she touches. So Gaddy saw that coming and learned from it. Coach View gives Kara Straub a breather. And has a little commentary for her. 3:02 to play, 49-24, his Cardinals lead. His daughter with the crossover move to the elbow. She lost the dribble, and there's a steal by Koenig coming up with that loose ball running the break. Good job by Wright to hustle back, and we're going to get a shot up and count. And it looks like they're going to get Withers maybe for just a swipe at it. And that'll be a chance at a three-point play.
That looked like a little... Maybe Withers breathed on her too hard or something. I didn't see much contact.
Neither did I, but that's the whistle and free throws here for Koenig. 49-26, her team trails. She's got eight. Can make it nine here at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line and does hit. 2:48 to play, 49-27. Cardinals still in front. Gaddy makes a dribble move into the lane and a good tie up there by St. John. Jump ball arrow will stay with Michigan Center. Those rare times when Gaddy gets ahead of steam that they've been able to slow her down. Shielding out from the baseline now. Cutting across right, makes the catch. Moves around Schubert. Shot goes up. Deflected, I suppose. No whistle. Loose ball for Kelly. She goes coast to coast, takes it in and scores it. Nobody stepped up to stop the dribble drive for Kelly, and she goes all the way in for a layup. Cardinal ball here. Little run for Marshall. Cuts the lead to 20. 2:23 to play in the third. Gaddy crosses to the left hand. Backs it out. Right spots up for three. Short. Long rebound and good boxing out. But Withers able to squeeze the offensive rebound. Moore makes a move to the basket. Spinning against Schubert. Gets a hand in and knocks it away. Right trying to pick up the loose ball. Gets it away to View and Withers and a timeout from Coach View. Cardinals want to gather themselves and not turn that ball over.
That was a good timeout right there.
2:05 to play here. We'll keep it here, 49-29. Remember all of our free throws tonight for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And our last update from over at Napoleon with Bloom and Christie in Springport was 39-11 at halftime. Bloom and Christie out front. No surprises there. Springport's decent program for sure in girls basketball, but Lumen right now one of the top teams in all of Division III, and they're trying to get into that district final.
One of the top teams and one of the top sophomores in the nation is Kenna Hunt, who, if you have not got to see that young lady, you need to make a trip over to Napoleon and see that in person.
Yeah.
She's special.
Cardinals.
We're seeing some special performances here tonight, actually. Gaddy View show.
Yeah, Cardinals to inbound. Gaddy, patience, gets to Moore, steps in. Looks to spot up for three, gives it up instead. Carson Smith fires a three. That's going to miss everything. Moore saves it, and that's grabbed by Saber. Dribbles it a couple times now, gets it away to the guard. St. John over the timeline for Marshall. Screen there, Saber. St. John scoops to Kelly. She'll pull up from the elbow. That one's short. Side rebound, Ella Best. Grabbed that one big time. Gaddy over the timeline to View. She catches deep on the wing. Minute 33 to play here, 49-29, still a 20-point Cardinal advantage. Marshall able to make a little run here late in the third. Ball goes over to Carson Smith. Shows, drives, scoops out to Gaddy. St. John, good defense there against Gaddy. Gaddy able to spin away in between three players, scoops and gets that to go. That one was fortunate. All effort there by Gaddy. 51-29. She's got 22, and the Cardinals comfortably in front. Pump fake and drive for Kelly. Backs it out of the wing to, or backs up to the wing for Koenig, and she'll pull up from the elbow again. Missed. Best rebounds. And View's going to slow it down here for the Cardinals. 49 seconds. They won't, probably won't quite hold for one, but View showing some crossover moves and backing it back out. Spins away from Saber into the paint, into the corner. Best open. Fires triple long. Rebound grabbed. Schubert knocked away from her, and Moore able to tap it back to Gaddy. Gaddy goes to the floor to pick up the loose ball and ends up stepping on the end line there. I was wondering what was going to happen there. I don't know how Gaddy slid that far.
I think Moore and Gaddy had talked, and they were going to have a floor burn contest.
I guess so.
And I'm not sure who was going to win. They're both coming out.
Yeah, they both earned a,
probably burnt
a break.
25. Two of the better slides I've seen by two different people all within 2 seconds of one another.
25.4 inbound from St. John. Gets it in to Whitaker. She makes a dribble move. Crosses. Working against Carson Smith. Hands off to Kelly on the left corner. Back out to Whitaker on the wing. Dribbles in. Smith falls down. Backs it out. Kelly open for three, and she'll hit the bottom on that one. Big shot there. 120 the deficit. 7 seconds. View over the timeline quickly. Spinning against Saber, and that looked like they were just trying to foul her.
Yeah, they still had. Oh, no. That's going to put View to the line.
No, they're waiting for the baseline inbound here.
Oh, you know, I was looking at the timeouts. I thought there wasn't many there.
View floats it into Straub. Takes the shot quick off the rim and missed, but Cardinals got to look at the end of the quarter. 51-32, lead at 19. 60-second break. We'll play the fourth quarter. Cardinals in front on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, we've played three quarters. We got one more to play. Marshall needs a massive quarter, bigger than they've been able to muster so far, to come back from this 19-point deficit.
They did put up 17 points that quarter, Steve, yeah. But unfortunately for Marshall, they gave up 21.
That's the tough thing, and they got to get those stops and that many buckets, too. St. John out at the top, high post, back cut for Johnson. Nice offensive play by the Red Hawks, just missed the shot. Rebounded by the Cardinals. I think that's what Michigan Center's done great in this game, is one and done on the shot attempts. View finds herself open in her spot. That one a little strong. Rebound goes long, and Best chases. Can't keep it in bounds, though, and that'll go back to Marshall. Good open look for View, though.
Yeah. Gaddy kind of letting her know, hey, that's a good shot. Don't not take it just because you miss one.
Yeah.
That's a double negative, sorry.
It's all right. Kelly gets up to Saber into the corner for St. John. Back out top for Johnson. She goes to the left side. Now into the corner for Saber. She'll skip it across to St. John. Pass over the head. Saves it to Whitaker. Splits the D there into the free throw line. Drops it down to Johnson on the block. Against a double team. Backs it out. Kelly pump fakes for three. Into the lane. Floater. No. Rebounded Bess. Bess doing a good job on the glass here in the last couple minutes. Straub able to get out ahead of everyone. Bess fouled her. Straub missed, gets her own rebound, and we'll get a foul on the floor. But Straub's going to wish he had that one back. Good pass to Finer there.
Yeah, that's Gaddy looking up the floor again.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is tough sometimes, Straub running full speed and at that size to catch it and still have to put it on the deck a couple times. She did a pretty good job, actually.
Yeah. And still staying in there to get the rebound. She catches on the inbound pass with the left hand and missed that one. And now we'll get a foul. And that's going to go against Straub on the loose ball. 7 minutes to play, 51-32. Cardinals still in front. A couple of point-blank misses for Straub. That one with her offhand. I make excuses, I suppose, but a couple good open looks. And there's a whistle away from the ball. And that shot goes up, won't count because we had a loose ball foul. Illegal pick or something down there.
Yeah.
Going to go against Schubert.
Schubert with three fouls and 2 points. And again, just a couple games ago, poured in 35.
Yeah, wow. 51-32, still our score, 6:42. Cardinals just need to play out the rest of this one and move on to the final on Friday. Wait the winner, game two of our doubleheader coming up. After this, we did get a score update as View gets down the lane. Her floater comes off, rebounded Johnson. Gets it away to St. John up the right sideline, has Schubert coming down the lane, gets down deep, and there's a good finish. That's the 35-point score right there. Good catch and finish. Good touch at the basket for Grace Schubert, the sophomore.
Yeah, Schubert scored pretty early in the game, and that's her first bucket since.
Gaddy, change of pace behind the back, stop, dribble out at the wing. View comes to screen. Shot by St. John to fight around the screen to the top. Carson Smith shows, drives, pushed on the hip and knocked to the floor. And we'll get the whistle, and I think they're going to call that on the shot. And you can see that kind of just hand check by Brielle Kelly to push her off of the shot, and she ended up going all the way to the floor. Carson Smith at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line now. And that one will go off the rim. 51-34 is where our score sits right now with 5:55 to go. Wright and Withers are going to come back into the game, and that'll give Straub a breather. And I didn't see who else went out. Smith. No, she's at the free throw line. View. And missed free throw, but saved by Withers. Gave it a chance. Marshall the other way, though. And St. John driving down the lane and forces the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line here. 5:48 to go, 51-34. That lead's starting to slim up a little bit for center, and if St. John can act on a couple free throws, it gets a little tighter. Last update from Napoleon, 47-11 with 3:24 to play in the third. Lumet Christie well in front there. And St. John's shot comes off side rim.
And you're right, if she makes a couple, it feels a little tighter, but they still, you know, when you're down 17 and you only had 34 the whole game,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like a game they're going to go on a 19-1 run or something.
And the pace has still been kind of up and down, and you wonder, Michigan Center at some point will probably start trying to shorten the game a little bit. Both of those free throws come off and Gaddy rebounds, and she is looking to run. There's View in transition, drives. Her shot goes up, and she'll draw a whistle. She goes into the blue and white protective padding at the end of the floor there at Harper Creek, and that'll send Maryse View to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw strike.
I was watching Coach Sundell after that block because that looked very clean up top. But the referees gave it the old, got him with the body, that we have become accustomed to.
If there were more Marshall students here, we would have heard the old ball don't lie, I think, on the missed free throw. She splits the pair. Timeout from the Marshall bench. 52-34, 5:44 to play. Or excuse me, 5:41. Full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. Back with more on WKHM next.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
St. John down to the elbow, or down to the block, backs out to the elbow for Kelly. Her jumper misses, rebounded by no one, goes out of bounds, and he'll stay with Marshall. Looks like Best had a chance at it. You know, when Kelly shoots, I got a sense that it's going to go in, so when she misses, I'm a little surprised. She's hit a couple big ones. And there's Withers just not seeing the ball. They throw that inbound right over her shoulder to Johnson for a layup. 52-36. View quickly back the other way as the Cardinals have done the whole game. And now she'll set up the half court. Moving to the right side. Dribbles to the baseline. We're going to get a moving screen against the Cardinals. I didn't see who they got in there.
They got Withers with that. That's her third. And, you know, she was moving there. They didn't make much contact. I'm kind of surprised he didn't just kind of let it play on.
Yeah. But goes back to Marshall. 52-36. They trail. St. John makes a move to the basket. Blocked by Straub. He's got a two or three blocks this game. Out to Best, guarding at the elbow. Johnson back in. Out to Kelly for three. That goes off rim. Rebound tapped a couple times by Best. And then Gaddy comes through to squeeze it. She'll bring up the middle of the floor, now moving over to the left wing. Change of pace, crosses over, screen and roll by Straub, and St. John kind of riding Gaddy a little bit, and that'll be a bonus the rest of the way for the Cardinals at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Those fouls came quick here.
Yeah, they did.
Under five to play. 52-36. Gaddy 3-for-3 from the line, I believe, in the first half. And 4-for-4. That one had to hit front rim and get that shooter roll. Wright's going to come out of the game as Smith back in for the Cardinals, leading 53-36. 23 points on the game for Gaddy, and another free throw coming for the junior. And that one rattles out. Probably a little announcer jinx, but on the outlet, Koenig somehow saved that. I thought that was clearly going to be out of bounds.
How could that not be over and back?
Yeah. And then Michigan Center does rebound a miss there. And Gaddy brings it, calling for a screen. St. John keeping an eye out for a screener. We're down to 418, 53-36, right side for Best. Back out to Gaddy. St. John thought she had a steal attempt. Gaddy able to make the catch. Gets into the lane, and now trying to pass out to Straub is deflected. Straub catches it, though, and over to the elbow for her jumper. Comes offside rim and rebounded by Marshall Koenig, looking to run it up the floor. She's going to take it all the way in, all the way with the left hand finger roll, and gets that to go. 53-38, Cardinals run it back up Best. Pull up from the baseline is missed. View saves it, and then Smith saves it, and now a drive from Straub and a timeout from Coach View. I gotta say, I like the way Coach View does it. His substitution seems to be on a pretty good pattern. Seems to have a good rhythm for it. And full timeout with 3:45 to play. We'll keep it here.
I think that was a good timeout for Michigan Center. They're playing a little frantic for a team with a 15-point lead and only 3.5 minutes to go.
I started to think, you know, they're still keeping that pace going the way that it was, and they can really, you don't want to say take them out of the offensive rhythm entirely, but let's use up a little more time on our possessions. Let's move the ball around a little bit. 51-15, end of three over at Napoleon. Lumen Christi comfortably in front over Springport and looking to punch their ticket to Friday. I'll put them in there. One half of that equation is done. Looking forward to that Grass Lake, potential Grass Lake Lumen Christi matchup. Grass Lake's going to have to play against Hanover Horton, who had a really good year this year. And they've beaten them a couple times, but that third win can sometimes come tough, and we'll see what Coach Lusk has for a game plan over there if he can slow down this very good Grass Lake team.
Well, I hope it's a good game, but I tell you, seeing Grass Lake a couple times, if you're going to put lumen in, I'm going to go ahead and use my rubber stamp and put Grass Lake in.
Well, I'm doing it with a 51-15 lead. Inbound goes to Best out of the timeout. She'll take the triple. And I'm wondering if Coach View drew up a early three-point attempt on the possession there in the timeout.
Yeah, here we thought the timeout was coming to kind of settle things down, not shoot a 3 2 seconds in.
Straub off the screen, gets it out to Gaddy, deep on the wing. View comes in off the screen. She'll make a move, dribble move away from and there's Coach View pointing, hey, let's back it out here. And Saber kind of sensed that coming. She gets the reach-in call, and that'll set View to the free throw line for the Cardinals.
And Steve, all the time, you know, in games like this, you start asking yourself what's too early to kind of pull things out. But again, and you and I talk all the time, I don't mind when you have a good backcourt, you can pull things out as long as if they come up to you, you're ready to then attack.
Yeah. View hits that free throw, and it's 15 points now for her, 16 after the make. Second one goes from the Aspen. No, rolls off. I thought that was down. Aspen Wanner heating and air conditioning free throw line. Koenig rebounds. She looks to push tempo into the corner. Saber pump fakes a three. Tries to get it back to Koenig. Pass goes a little high. Koenig able to get it anyway. Out by the volleyball 10-foot line. Working against View. Now splits the D. Forces that shot up. Rebounded by View, and they'll get a tie-up. Jump ball arrow goes to the Cardinals.
That was good officiating there, not just bailing out Koenig as she just kind of drove in there and floundered.
They throw the overhead pass down to View on the run. She misses the layup. Best rebounds. Still kind of in that mode of like, let's get the shot back up. Let's see if View will like clear it out. And Smith now scoops, and that one will finally go. Forced it to get a bunch of rebounds, but those were all kind of like quick shots unnecessarily.
Yeah.
56-38, 2:50 to play, and now the Cardinals can sit back on D a little bit. Here's Koenig, looks to put the pressure on, gets in. Straub, excellent help defense. Can't get the loose ball, though, as Schubert cleans it up and puts it off the backboard and scores it 56-40, 2:36, and Gaddy working up against good pressure defense here by St. John. Kelly coming over to help. They get it to Carson Smith. Smith goes back to Gaddy. Gaddy will hold it out. Her and Smith sharing it. Now Smith will drive all the way in. Layup drill, left hand, scoop, and score, and a timeout from the Marshall bench. They take a full timeout. 2:22 to go. That's a big bucket for the Cardinals, and that's exactly what we talked about, Brian. Sharing it kind of runs some clock, but if they're going to give you a left-hand layup, no defense, I guess you kind of got to make it.
And that's what happens when you spread it out like that. It's easy to get. If you're a good offense player, you can get around somebody.
I don't know if Marshall was thinking about we need to start fouling and extending this or not, but I don't know. Do you do that this soon? Would you?
Well, so here's the thing. We know that this is tournament basketball. You lose, you're done. But, boy, with 18 points behind and 2:22 on the clock, you know, there's a fine line of, well, I'm not giving up, but also being smart. You know, I think this personally, as a coach, this win, you trap and you try to get steals, but I'm not telling them to just grab at this point.
That's same.
Yeah.
I think you want to be aggressive, and if you somehow manage to get a three turnovers and three three-point makes, and it starts to feel like, all right, we're single digits.
Yeah.
Maybe we try to extend it here, but with 2:22 to go and an 18-point deficit, there feels like a lot of time, but 18 points is a lot. It's half of what your overall total is, and you got to do it in 2 minutes now. Koenig from the elbow gives it up to St. John. She passes out to Kelly, skips across, and Saber catches and shoots for three. Missed. Schubert almost had it, but Gaddy takes it away. Gaddy up to Carson Smith, and she'll wisely pull it back out to View. Mary's View looking against Saber's pressure. Gaddy releases her and kind of saves her. They come out for her. She gives it back to View. View dribbles back out to the circle, and she'll give it up to Gaddy. Gaddy dribbles into the middle of the floor. Now back out to Smith. Smith scoops to View. Minute 37 to play. And there's a turnover. Kind of an errant pass by View, taken away by Kelly. She drives down, shoots, miss, side backboard, but we'll get some contact. Late whistle comes in. I think they're going to get Straub on that one. And that'll send Brielle Kelly to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
And, Steve, that's why you do what we just talked about. Even though that possession ended in a Michigan Center turnover, they wasted almost a whole minute.
Yeah. 86 seconds left as Kelly hits from the free throw line. Get a substitution for Marshall. Schubert going to go to the bench. And that'll bring into the game junior Sienna Lusader. And made them both, and another substitution coming in for Marshall. Kind of waving the white flag here. Lily Mascaro. Also in Caitlin Hurst. And the Cardinals will go to the bench, too, and pull four out of the five starters out. Gaddy will stay on the floor. Wright comes back in and onto the floor for Michigan Center as well. Kaylee Gettings. And Gaddy gets pushed right out on the sideline. And she'll shoot free throws here. And they missed one also from the Cardinals. Nevaeh Moyer into the game. Wright, as we mentioned, and more. ...58-41, 84 seconds left. And Gaddy will shoot the free throw and hit. Gives her 24 points from the Aspen One, our heating and air conditioning free throw line here. 59-41.
It's got to be nearing a career high, I'm guessing, for Gaddy.
In points?
Yeah, just because she's one that really is a pass-first kind of player. So 25 for a pass-first player is getting to be a decent amount.
She hits them both, 60-41, and that lead stretches back to 19. And as much as it felt like Marshall maybe was playing better down the stretch, they just haven't been able to get that any closer. Good defense by Gaddy against Kelly on a drive. It's loose. Diving on it is right, and she gets it away to Gaddy. She'll take it over the timeline. We're at the one-minute mark. They go to double. She gets it away to Wright. Wright dribbles down. Reverse shot. Missed. Moore rebounds. Reverse layup is good. Point blank for Moore. Has a nice game off the bench for the Cardinals. Quickly back up for Marshall. Brielle Kelly with the running layup and a timeout for substitution purposes.
I think they're going to stay out on the floor.
Yep. And that just gets Wynn into the game for Michigan Center.
Little JV call up.
And I think we got another Marshall player into the game is Grayson Cornwell.
And Caitlin Hurst, I see.
Now the Whitaker back out of the floor. Yeah, I've gotten Hurst, I think, on the last. She's been in for the month.
Okay.
Steal or a layup attempt for Wright. 33 seconds, 62-43. Comes Marshall, crossover. Near steal by Wynn, knock away and gets it to Wright. Wynn out in the breakaway, crosses into the lane, down the lane, scoops it, finishes. The JV call up, going in with a bucket here late, Katie Wynn.
Steve, that's a nice move. Katie's a player, and she could probably help this team.
Yeah. She's kind of she was the leader on the JV team when we saw them. There's a brief knock away, recovered, and a shot goes up at the buzzer from Marshall is a miss, and our final is 64-43. Michigan Center gets the victory here at Harper Creek in a game against a team who they beat 64-58 the first time they played back in December. Michigan Center 64 again, but they held Marshall to just 43 points in this one. And nice effort by Michigan Center. We'll take a three-minute break here on the post game. Get our numbers together, and we'll see if we can't get our player of the game out for a little interview in between games here. Michigan Center again gets the victory, 64-43. Back in 3 minutes on WKHM.
In town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
We can't buy this house.
What?
It has four bathrooms. Just think of all the bathtub rings, water spots, and stains. Plus the cleaning products I'll have to buy.
Didn't I tell you?
The house comes with a non-electric Kinetico water treatment system.
We'll have clean, soft water throughout the house.
Protect the water using appliances.
Keep the tub, showers, and sinks looking like new.
And help our skin, hair, and clothes look and feel great, too.
The house even includes a Kinetico drinking water system.
A Kinetico system in the house? We'll take it.
Tom Coffee Soft Water. Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer.
On Page Ave across from Menards.
Look for the Kinetico sign.
Serving Jackson, Hillsdale, Menoway counties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, post-game slash pregame here as game one of our doubleheader finishes. We've got the players warming up for game two, and Michigan Center gets the win in game one, 64-43. And Cardinals just looked like the hotter team, the better team out of the gate. They just came out with a little more energy, a little more aggression, and it lasted throughout the game, including coming out in the third pretty hot to take a lead that just and just stretch it.
Yeah, and coaches always say, Steve, we want to have our defense turn into offense. And, you know, sometimes that happens that way, sometimes it doesn't. But I do think this was a case where defense turned into offense for the Michigan Center Cardinals tonight.
And they got the win, and they were able to, even in the second half when, you know, Marshall's got to start taking steps to try and get that tightened up, they just couldn't. Michigan Center made a lot of the right plays, finding the right players, going to the right spots. That's how it felt, just playing the game the right way. And I think Coach View would even agree that his efforts, and he does that throughout the game, I notice. He might take you out for a play just long enough to kind of remind you of where you're supposed to be and something like that. So Michigan Center well coached and executed the game plan for sure tonight.
Absolutely.
Let's get the numbers for the game.
All right. Well, for Marshall, we had Allie Koenig with 11. Bryn Johnson had 6. Jordan St. John with 5. Lola Saber with 2. Grace Schubert with just 6, and then leading the way for them tonight, Brielle Kelly with 15.
Yeah, Kelly, the senior, had a nice effort in her last game, but just couldn't get enough done. I did think, we had Bryn Johnson, the freshman, didn't seem like a freshman. And we'll say the same thing about Koenig as a sophomore. Those players are going to be around here for a little while. So Marshall's just going to reload and be good again next year.
Yeah, Koenig's super strong, and she was able to get into that 8 foot range by kind of bowling her way, but just nothing falling.
Right.
And the Cardinals did a good job of just being tall and making her shoot over them, I thought. So, yeah, you see that backcourt for Marshall is going to be pretty good.
And how about for Michigan Center?
Well, for Michigan Center, we had Carson Smith with 8. Ella Best had 2. Kara Straub with 7. Aaliyah Moore did a good job today, I thought, off the bench for Michigan Center with 4. May Reese View with 16. Caught fire there for a minute. 3 straight threes in the third quarter. Katie Wynn, the JV call-up, with 2 late. And our player of the game. I don't want to step on your toes, but
no,
I thought I see her surface from the...
She got caught by other media. And
oh.
I don't. He doesn't have a time schedule. We got a time constraint here.
Yeah.
Come on, coach.
We were going to get to talk to Kinley Gaddy, and you're right. Looks like the newspaper's grabbing her.
Yeah, well, let's...
take a break.
Let's take a 2-minute break, and when we come back, we'll have McKinley Gaddy. Oh, here she comes. We'll vamp a little while she makes her way over here. Look at her hustling she did all game.
One thing we know about McKinley Gaddy, she'll hustle.
She will
whether
hustle.
Whether it's on the... For her interview or
the
fans even are having talk. Yeah, Ken, we are live, so we're going to do this. You'll put that microphone real close to your mouth for the talk, but congratulations for starters. What a performance by the Lady Cardinals.
Now, you might not know this. Brian did speculate that 25 might be close to career high, is it?
It is a career high.
Oh, wow, career high in a big game tonight.
Yep.
See, my partner said, really, I would think that. And I said, well, Ken's kind of that pass-first, team-first player and not usually a volume shooter. And today, still not really volume, just super efficient.
Yeah, I like to find my teammates. I'm more of a pass-first type of girl.
Yeah, so, I mean, the way the game went versus the way you guys game plan, you guys feel like you executed the game plan pretty well tonight?
I do. We put pressure up on their guards like we knew we could, and then we limited our turnovers that we gave them.
I think so.
That's funny. You might steal my job because that's just what we talked about. You did pressure them, and they were having a hard time getting anything today. So I got to ask you, forget about the scoring, even though 25 is awesome. I want to hear about your willingness to just take a charge at any time. Where did you learn that, and how long? I know I've known you forever since you're a baby, but when did you start saying, you know what, I'm just taking charges, I don't care?
When I was at my dad's practices, he was yelling at his team for not taking charges, so when I took my first one and my teammates helped me up and we got hype, it felt amazing.
It's a
so your dad did teach
too.
You something.
He taught me something, but don't tell him I said that.
No, it's a great defensive tool for you. You use it well. Now, you guys are moving on to the final. We're thinking Western a favorite here, but unless barring some kind of an upset, what do you know about the Panthers? We guys think you got a plan for them.
Yeah, I think Greg will definitely have a plan. He watches a ton of film. We know a lot of the girls from travel ball. It'll be a friendship matchup that turns into enemies.
Hey, and that's the way it should be. You can be friends later.
Yep.
But
yep.
For 32 minutes.
Well, great game. Congratulations. Enjoy it for a little while and then start working on Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Kinley
Gaddy, our player of the game tonight. Michigan Center wins at 64-43. Panthers up next, taking on the Harper Creek Beavers. We're going to take a 3-minute break, and we'll do our pregame when we come back on WKHM.